The journal revived. The changes James White instituted in behalf of the reformers soon began to bear fruit. His editorials and articles added interest. He was able to persuade Dr. R.T. Trall to modify his stances, which were tending to extremes. Mrs. White's department was well received. He solicited articles from Adventist ministers who had adopted the health reform program, and by May he had 12, which he included. The writers were S.N. Haskell, J. N. Loughborough, R. F. Cottrell, I. D. Van Horn, J. N. Andrews, W. H. Littlejohn, D. T. Bordeaux, A. S. Hutchins, A. C. Bordeaux, D. M. Canwright, George I. Butler, and Joseph Clark. The experiences related and admonitions given in these contributions added new life to the journal. From month to month, more material from their pens was included. The letters to the editor, grouped under the antique heading Our Letter Budget, carried this from Clark, a well-to-do Ohio farmer. The reformer is improving. The editor gets the right hold of a matter every time. May God bless him. The reform is gaining ground here. We hope to send in more names from time to time. Ibid, May, 1870. But the best barometer was in the increased circulation. 300 new subscriptions were received in 25 days. As the journal improved, the subscription list increased steadily. By December it had almost doubled, at 5,000. James White took pride in the fact that it was generally conceded to be the best health journal in America. The Review and Herald, December 12, 1870.